Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think the channel is just there at a parking lot?
Blog Talk Radio.
Especially for you, when you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap. Yeah, say be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap. Now say uh-huh. Oh yeah.
I can do that. So basically, I just go after the baby.
Good morning, my name is Gray Bun and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Diggy Joe Lewis.
Oh, I was excited.
Hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet broadcast. I'm your host, Deacon Joel Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be in Christ Jesus. We'd like to say hello and a shout-out to the sponsor of this program, Granny's Place and Beverly Beasley and her staff. Granny's Place is a nonprofit ministry, a 501(c) accredited, that's attempting to meet the needs of our young men and women at risk. At Granny's Place, we have a computer training class, we have an after-school touring program, and we have life skill courses that's available for our young men and women free of charge. But we will ask you to go to our website. There's a Granny's Place.org and visit the site, and this, you see several links on that site there. You too can get involved in what God is up to. We're in for a great time.
Hello? Hello, Blog Talk listeners?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you all on tonight?
I'm doing fine, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you all? I thank you all for calling on Street Talk on tonight. I'm sorry, I thought the show was going to be canceled tonight due to technical difficulties, but I guess we on live. We're ready. How are y'all?
We're fine. We're good.
Okay. The subject on tonight, I wanted to bring my friend Dogcast on. He was a little upset about the things that were going on in his relationship. He wanted to share some things that was going on with women in today's world. Dogcast, you can go ahead and share with us. We're all listening.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed. Last night I had got some news that my little chick that I was messing with, that she might be pregnant. And the news were good. The news were good to hear that, but I got back on Facebook and I seen that she was on there kissing another guy. I was very disappointed about that, and I didn't know how to come at that situation at the moment. What do you think I should do? Hello?
You said what do I think we should do?
Yes. What do you think I should do?
I'm not sure what you should do about that. I mean, if a man is kissing another man and she's telling you that she's pregnant by you, then I don't think that that's a good idea, that that may be your child. I think maybe you should speak with her and see why she's on the internet kissing another guy. Maybe she's trying to make you upset or something. I'm unsure. At this point, I'm not sure of exactly what she's trying to throw out there, but I don't think that that's something that's good, but that's what's happening nowadays on the street. So, I mean, how did you handle it? I mean, how are you feeling about it? How are you feeling about it, Dogcast? Keisha. Hello, Blog Talk listeners. I know you all online. If you all would share. Dogcast, did you hang up?
Sound like you did.
Keisha, what do you think about that?
If he don't feel like that it's his baby, he need to get DNA. Him and her need to come together, and they need to figure out the situation, and they need to find out what's going on. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, I think he should get a DNA test for sure, because that's not what's up. You don't carry on like that. He was sharing with me earlier about how she would come over and they would carry on all the time. And that's something that's odd to me, too, because if a girl is coming over just to carry on all the time, then that's not healthy. I mean, if she's carrying on with him like that, then I know she's carrying on with other people like that, too. And a lot of young women nowadays are carrying on like that. And when I say carrying on, they're really carrying on, and that's not good and that's not healthy. So women of today, we need to learn how to carry ourselves better than what we're doing. If you can hear my voice, then it's a choice that you make. You ought to start protecting yourself when you're out here with these guys and not actually bed up and pregnant and then, you know, solicit yourself like that. You know, carrying ourselves in such ways that are unhealthy to ourselves. You know, we need to learn how to cherish our bodies and stuff nowadays. That's what I believe in.
Yep.
What you think? Who else is on with Radio tonight? Anybody else is on with Radio tonight on Blog Talk? Hello, callers. Are you listening?
I feel like that it should be take the most caring, the most. I feel like he should take the most preliminary things that he needs to do to find out if it's his baby or not.
He needs to
cooperate with her, or she needs to cooperate with him. They need to come together. They need to do DNA. They need to find out if is his or if not.
Yeah, he really needs to find out if it's his baby. That's very, very unhealthy. I think that's crazy.
And you shouldn't be out here doing one-night stands and anything in it anyway. You should strap up all the time when you decide
He said it wasn't a one-night stand. He said that he was, like, talking to her. That was his girlfriend. That's
now,
like his girlfriend. She come over all the time.
Well, she come over all the time, and they having sexual things together, then maybe, may not. But like I said, he needs to do DNA.
Yeah, DNAs are the answers nowadays. Dana ain't going to lie to you. You know, she's going to always tell the truth. Uh-huh. But, you know, women nowadays are actually carrying on with different kind of guys, and it's more than just him that's going through something like that, you know. I had another friend that's going through a similar activity where the girl was actually sleeping with him and the brother, and she got pregnant. So DNA, I think that's going to be kind of odd because they all have the same DNA.
Right.
That's kind of weird, too. Women need to start protecting themselves, and we don't need to start having kids by all these different kind of dudes and sleeping with different kind of people. I think that's weird. We need to learn how to cherish our bodies and know that your body is not a tool to be used for just, you know, sex. We need to learn to actually, you know, choose one guy.
Time to get to know somebody before you decide to end up doing anything.
Yeah, we need to stand our grounds nowadays. More, I think most women are more into just sex. You know, they're having sex for fun instead of having sex for marriage. I think you're supposed to wait until you get married. You're supposed to actually wait until marriage. That's what's the problem. You're actually supposed to wait until marriage to actually go and have sex. But since we're not choosing to do that as ladies nowadays, and ladies and men, I'm not going to hold just ladies accountable because men are actually out here saying, you know, men are carrying on. They telling ladies anything just to have sex.
Yeah, the women doing the same thing, though.
What you mean, the women doing the same thing? The women are doing the same thing. They saying anything to have sex. You're right. Who am I talking to?
This is Hershel Pratt.
Oh, hey, Hershel Pratt. I love when you call. You one of my friends from the other end. You always call in and give us some good input. Go ahead and share with me what you think about that. You say women are saying the same thing. We know women are saying the same thing. But while we're saying the same thing, what exactly are they saying to you that's making you want them like that? Why are you carrying? Do you carry on with women like that too? Share with me. Are you carrying on?
Nah, I'm more focused on taking care of my kids right now. I don't really have time for all that. My best friend, one of my best friends, carrying on right now. He just met a lady off the internet. I just got online, y'all, but I think y'all was talking about it when I got on here.
Yeah.
About the pregnancy and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a disturbing situation that's going on. And he was really disturbed this morning about that because she's playing like it's his baby, but then she's telling other men that it's their babies too. So, and she got 5 pregnancy tests, and she's just playing a lot of shenanigans.
Ooh, shenanigans, that's my favorite word. Shenanigans. Yep, that's my food.
When can I talk?
You can talk. Who is this talking to me? Talk to Reddy. Reddy wanna hear you? Who is that?
Hi Reddy, this is Christy, Crystal B from
Oak Cliff.
Hi Crystal B. What's up?
Hi Crystal B. I really appreciate you for calling. What is your input on this? Have you heard about?
They try to make us when men are beat at when men are beat at their game, they want to call us hoes and sluts and.
Hold on, Chris Albee. We can't cuss on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead and share. You go ahead and share with me. I like the conversation, but just don't use the profanity. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Just talk to me.
Yeah, when they beat at their game, they wanna when we do what they do, they wanna call us, you know, out our names and stuff like that. I mean, what's the difference?
I need somebody to put their phone on mute because I have a whole lot of background noise and we are not able to actually hear. Why there's something in the background going on. You said they like to call us out our name.
Yeah, and when we do what they do, I just want to know what the difference is. Why they can do it and we can't do it.
I mean,
because
it's no different.
It's a stereotype
it's no different.
Thing. It's a stereotype thing. They always look down at the woman and say that we are that and this and that. But then when it comes down to a man, the man is supposed to be the dominant one, and he's supposed to be up for the one. But in reality, it goes both ways because they do it just like we do it. So they ain't no different than we are.
A man is the dominant role in a household, but we need to know what we're speaking about when we say a dominant role. A man is supposed to be the dominant role in leading his household. A man is supposed to be the dominant role in leading our households, not bringing it down. And when we say that they're doing it, we're talking about going out and having sexual encounters with a lot of different women and not owning up to it, and it's not looking good, and they're calling us the H words and the B words and saying that we're sluts and stuff like that. As women, when we're doing it, but men are doing it as well. I understand that. But in today's society, we as women are allowing these men to actually carry on with us like that. And at what point do we actually stand up and say no and take control over it? A man is the dominant man when it comes to bringing the household, supposed to be carrying the household as far as bringing the bread in and you know, making sure that the household is took care of. But we as women have to stand on our 10 toes and stop allowing a man to come in and do us like that. Y'all get what I'm saying? At what point do we actually say, hey, you can't carry around with me like that? Like, if you know a man is going to bed with Susie down the street, and then you turn around, allow him to sleep with you too, then, I mean, what is that saying as women? You know what I'm saying? We as women are letting our own selves down, and we're making excuses for the men, and we're letting them do it. You know what I'm saying? We can't keep letting them do it. You know what I'm saying? And we can't allow them, when they do call us B's and H's, you know, sometimes women feel like it's cute for a dude, that's my nigga, so he can call me that. Nah, it's not cute. It's not cute. And we need to stop using profanity toward ourselves as well, because when we use the profanity, you know, we just homegirls and we call each other B's and H's. That's allowing the dudes to get leeway to call us B's and H's when we just sitting up in a regular setting. You know what I'm saying? Are y'all with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Y'all
That's right. That's right. They only do what you allow them to do. Because I'm not going to allow my spouse to do me no any kind of way. I put my foot down. And he's one of them hardcore dudes. But I'm not going to allow him to walk all over me now. I got to stay strong, especially dealing with these guys of these ages. Because they're out of control. They're very out of control.
I agree with you on that, because I know a couple of people that I know, and I say they pull shenanigans, and all y'all that know me know a shenanigan do not go that far with me. Now we're ready. Ready do not like shenanigans. We're live on
street. Is this topic bashing men, or what is going on here, ladies?
No, we're not bashing men. We're not bashing men at all, Herschel. We're not bashing men. We're just speaking our minds on street.
The selected group of individuals that's on the radio show tonight have the same tendencies to treat men the way that men treat women, and it sounds funny to me to hear y'all females speaking like that, and I can relate to y'all on a personal level. You know what I mean?
Yeah, on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, but really, it's really 50-50. Like, it's equal. It's not no man supposed to do this, woman supposed to do that. It's supposed to be 50-50, you know what I'm saying? The man and the woman supposed to do it together.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep, the man and the woman supposed to do it together, supposed to meet each other halfway.
At what point do y'all feel like it's men do it together? At what point do y'all feel like a man supposed to actually stand up and lead? Man, I'm talking to you.
The man supposed to lead and run the household regardless.
Okay, and so when he's in the streets, and if he's having his business in the household, and why do he bring his street? Why do y'all think men bring his street life to the household nowadays instead of leaving the streets out in the streets and not bringing it to the household? Why are they doing that as men nowadays? Why y'all think so many men are doing that?
They not men. They the N-word. They not men. Those are not men. Men go get jobs, take care of their kids, take care of their household, run their household the way it's supposed to be ran, and not having hoodlums and everything around their household. They supposed to be dedicated to their household.
But it goes the same way. It goes the same way with women too.
You're there to take care of the household while you gone.
We're not here. Look, y'all. We're not here to badger each other. We're trying to come up with a solution. We know we've came to the conclusion that men and women all cheat, right? And we came to the solution that men and women all cheat, and women are more secretive about theirs than a man is, because a man gets caught up a lot. But what we're saying is, at what point do a man actually come in and take over his household and stand down and don't bring the drama inside the household? Because I feel like it'll be more like your household's supposed to be something sacred, first of all, I feel. Your household is supposed to be something sacred. It's not supposed to be where drama at. It's not supposed to be where missing. And if you are going out in the streets and you're doing those kind of things, sleeping with other women.
But did you just hear what she said?
How y'all doing? This is Kim Dunn. Let me speak on what she said about the household supposed to be secret. Let me tell you something. These men are so trifling to where I can pull them up to a bitch house and pick them up from a ho- I mean, I can pull them up
You can't tell phone streets out. Hold on. Come on. But talk to me in English. Don't curse. Come on. Don't talk to me in curse. I'm telling you, I want to read it.
Okay, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Okay, can I talk now?
Yeah, come on. Talk to me. I know. I feel the frustration. Come on.
I want to say, ma'am, it's nowadays, the way I was raised, I'm going to tell you, ma'am, the way I was raised in nowadays, I mean, it's totally different. You know what I'm saying? You can expect this and then and that out of a guy. But at the end of the day, God don't choose what he want to do anyway. You know what I'm saying? So all that worry about what, you know, got going on and all that, you know, we can't worry about that. And far as at home, baby, men start trifling. And I pulled up at women's homes and pick up them. And so you would think it's a secret, but they doing it even harder with the woman at home than it is. I don't understand.
Yeah, listen to what I'm saying. Did you just hear what you just said? You said you have actually pulled up at another woman's house to pick them up. So it's not a secret. That's my main saying. If y'all know, if anybody know ready, I always say that it's not a secret. You get what I'm saying? There's not a secret. Nobody has secrets anymore. But what I'm saying is y'all have to, as women, we're going to have to stop doing that. Stop allowing, even if listen to what I'm saying. If a man want to be with you, and a man say he want to be with you wholeheartedly, listen to what I'm saying, we're going to have to stop crossing the borderlines to see who's harder to go to these women's houses. I've been that kind of chick that went to another chick's house, too, and picked up a dude and felt like it was pretty. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, he must not want her. But if you flip it inside out, the same way you get a man is the same way you lose a man. You get what I'm saying?
So if he's
I like this conversation. We're gonna do this again. The same way you get a man, you lose a man. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have to start standing up on our 10 toes. You know what I'm saying? This week, you know what I'm saying? We've been on this phone. We had technical difficulties starting out. We've been on this phone for a little bit, and I love the conversation. Really love the conversation. But what I'm telling y'all, we're going to have to start this week. We're going to all choose to do something different. You know what I'm saying?
I know how to clean them and, you know, do loose, you know, do.
What you mean? I listen to you. What you say? You know how to do what?
No, I was talking to my homegirl. She's talking about my eyebrows, but I'm listening to y'all.
Okay. Yeah. When we get a dude, you know what I'm saying? We all in relationships, a boyfriend, girlfriends, whatever, you know what I'm saying? All of us are on the line, each one teach one, you know what I'm saying? Everybody on the line that can hear my voice, we're going to try to do something new this week. When we with a dude, and a dude, or when these dudes are with women, and if y'all feel like some borderlines are being crossed, you know what I'm saying? Each one teach one. This week we're going to try to improve as people, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to try to test them and let them know that, hey, you're not going to pull me that way. You know what I'm saying? You're going to respect me. We're going to gain some respect this week. The word
okay.
for each week is going to be respect.
Okay. What are we doing? Because I ain't been feeding. I ain't been cooking. I ain't been doing the stuff I normally used to do. So what we going to be doing?
Okay, you say you ain't been feeding? If he's not inside your household, you're not supposed to feed him anyway. If he's not living inside your household, that's not your main dude, you're not supposed to feed him anyway.
If he's not fully active inside your household, what you call a main man?
A main man is a man that's inside that household, putting his 100% into just only you, and you know it ain't nobody else but you. You understand what I'm saying? But if you're dating with a man, if you're
Hold on, man.
You're
not one of them.
Yeah, I used to, but he don't.
You read him out? Girl,
yes.
You.
No,
you
baby.
Why you being out?
You say what?
Why you run that good man out? Girl, you had this nigga doing all that, and you ran this nigga out? Girl, and I'm up here dealing with it.
That's for another show. that's for another show, Kyle. We're gonna do another show on Reddit. We're gonna talk about Reddit. One of these weeks we're gonna talk truly about Reddit and the inside of Reddit 1 week. Y'all wanna do a Reddit week?
Yeah.
Y'all telling me y'all wanna do a Reddit week? Street time, guys.
What's her name?
I need to be. You need to be my friend on Facebook. I love that. I'm gonna give you my Facebook
on
the first.
You can be my friend
on
Facebook. Look at him.
Wait
a minute. Look at him. See, that's what we
call
him out of
me.
Is that?
Hold on, time. We all live, y'all. I love for you all to come out to call in on Live Talk Radio on Street Talk Ready Live. We're gonna get back to the topic. I'ma be y'all friend on Facebook. Y'all blog talk me. Look me up on Street Talk, Blog Talk. You'll see exactly who you're talking to and you'll see me in the streets. I'll be in Oakland City Clapping Grove all the time. You all live with Street Talk. We're gonna get back to the subject. We need to learn to get a little respect inside the households, you guys. We need to start making people be loyal to us. We need to gain respect from these men and women that we are dating. We need to make sure that we're cleansing ourselves. Keisha, where's my co-host? Hey, Keisha, talk to me. How are you on tonight?
I'm good. I'm listening to the conversation.
You good? This conversation got a little bit. Yes. Yeah, so we're going to learn to start respecting ourselves as women and men, you guys. Hershey, where are you going? You still on live with me?
Oh, yeah.
I'm still here. We still here.
Okay, Hershey. Okay, we were speaking about your friend Doghouse. Is Doghouse still with me? Doghouse, where are you at?
Yes,
the boy for me.
I'm still here.
Okay, concerns earlier. Let's get for real. You came with some concerns earlier about this young lady and how she was treating you as far as she's actually pregnant and you're unsure of if it's your baby or not. And my deepest concerns is that you're having unprotected sex with this young lady and it may be your child and it may not be your child. But I think this is real life that we're living in, and what I want you to know on tonight is that DNA, you must do a DNA. We're going to be real for real now. You must do a DNA on this child if this child is being born and brought into this world because you know that you have to man up and take care of this child if that is your child. And if it's not your child, it's not it because you know that she was, you got with her. And you have to find you somebody. Are you trying to be with this lady or what's your situation? Are you trying to be with this lady or not?
Well, that was my plan, but since things happened,
so as a man, you planning to be with whatever woman that you get a child by, right?
Yes, I want to be with a woman that I have a child. The woman I have a child by. I think
that's the right thing to do. That is the right thing to do, and I appreciate you for being a real man. That's standing on your 10 toes and being a real man. If you have a child by a woman, I feel like you should try to be with that woman, too. Ready approves that. You hear me? That's ready approved for real. Street Talk really approves that. God loves that. And there's nothing like a man that's actually wanting to be with a woman when he conceives a child by her. And that's the right thing to do. It's a humanly thing to possibly do. That's very good. And, the best thing that I can tell you is if you're trying to actually develop a relationship with her, you should actually get with this one woman one-on-one and sit down and talk to her because the way you told me that you received her and the way she's carrying on, maybe she's stressed out or she's trying to show you something or she's trying to make you want her a little more because when you get pregnant, you go through emotional changes and you want it's like an outcry. So you may not know how to handle you and her situation at hand. So,
I think you should sit
down one-on-one with this lady, get to know this lady more, and talk to this lady. You have to learn to talk in relationships. Don't hurt her. Don't curse her out. Be lenient. And just, you know, try to just, you know, see where her head is. Because you got to be headstrong when dealing with a relationship and dealing with feelings. You understand that? You know,
Kevin?
You understand? Yeah, you have to be headstrong dealing with a lady. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Dial cow, Precious, are y'all still on the phone?
I'm here.
Stop.
I had a little interruption just now, but I'm back.
Okay. Okay. What's going on?
Honestly, I honestly feel like that lady I think it's only right and fair that if a guy wants to be with the mother of his child, that she should allow that to happen. But
nah. If he knows it's his,
I think that the mother should allow the father to be in the kids in the child's life. And
oh yeah, so you can be in the child's life, but you might not be in her life though.
Yes, I understand that.
That happens nowadays. But he's saying that he actually wants to be with her.
I wanted to, but see the little short time
I done seen them talking, I don't think she want to be in a relationship. I think she like to play with dudes. I think she like to have multiple dudes. I think she like to use dudes. I think she like to have her sexual relationship with multiple dudes and run game on dudes. I don't think she's trying to settle down. I think she's trying to run game. She's trying to get in where she fit in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
How old is she?
24.
Oh,
23.
She's going to be
24
next week.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
She's doing all that. That's all she
cares
about right now.
And but, I mean, she has other children, y'all, so we're not going to judge her. We're going to help him as far as...
Go to Walgreens to get that home DNA test, and next time, Doghouse, I think you should just use protection.
Yes, I agree. And after all the news that I've been given, she texts me today. When I wake, I take me a nap and wake up. She texts me saying, "Hey, baby daddy," and that she's coming. If she's coming to my house,
As a friend, you're supposed to laugh at him, Herschel. That's not cute. You don't do your friend like that. Remember we had the T-Don show just last week? As a friend, you're supposed to care for your friends. You're not supposed to laugh at their face. You're supposed to be... This lady here goes to places
she don't need to be with that baby. This lady here is crazy.
Hold on, y'all. Thou shalt not judge. It's in the Bible. You do not judge, Herschel. Listen to what I'm saying.
You don't do everything the right way.
You teach him the right way to go. We're not trying to judge him.
I don't want to judge her, but
yeah, we don't want to judge him. We don't want to give a bad outlook. Y'all see how our other friends laying in the hospital behind love. Love hurts, y'all. Love hurts. Life hurts. Y'all see it on my text and said it.
After all the news that she was giving, and she said she was going to come today, and I didn't know what to do, so I just turned her down.
Because she's playing with you. Don't let her play with you.
Don't let her play with you, but don't lose faith either. Your friends, listen to what I'm saying. Everybody that know me know that sometimes your friends can lead you to being by yourself as well. You see my situation.
Man, yes.
So your friends
yes.
be by yourself.
Do you see my situation? Hey, I'm in the same boat. I lost my family hanging in the street.
Yeah, you can lose your family hanging in the street. So you got to get in this girl's head. My thing is you got to get in this girl's head and actually see what she's thinking. And you have to grab you a Bible and sit down and talk to the lady with the Bible. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you the closest way to get to a person, grab y'all a Bible and seek. Y'all do things by the Bible because the Bible is a street book. What y'all ain't learning is that It ain't the street book. It's the life book. You know what I'm saying? The Bible is the book of life. You know what I'm saying? Grab y'all a Bible and see where this girl head is at. Do the things humanly. Do the things human way, not the street way. You know what I'm saying? And if she's willing to actually change her ways and actually willing to be with you, then I say you should go for it. Don't worry about what your friends say. Just try to live your life according to how the Bible is teaching you or whatever. Pray about it. Ask God to show you and lead you, because we can give you all our opinions, but at the end of the day, you need to pray to our higher power and see what God loves. See what, you know what I'm saying? Whatever God puts in your heart, you know what I'm saying? Go by that. And I mean, we can give you all the, we can say it all day long. We can give you all kind of answers, you know, our opinions, but at the end of the day, you're going to go what's in your heart. I say pray about it and, you know, go for it. If that's what you choose to do, go for it. I say stand on it, because I feel like marriage and stuff is the key, and you get married and, you know, things of that nature.
She sent me a text, and she was like, I don't know if you want to be with me. Do you want to be with me? I want to be with you, but I don't know if you want to be with me. But
that's what I said. She's lost. You know, she's playing my game.
She's kissing another dude. So that's, I don't
but
know.
That may be an older picture. Oh, that may be an older picture. Remember, I told you, I said that may be an older picture. She may be playing mind games, because she's trying to see where your head is at, trying to see if you like her. And we as women, I'm a woman. I'm going to tell you, I'm a dog. So, I mean, I got to try to tell you, you know what I'm saying? Women will play mind games. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it can get real deep. It can get real deep and it can hurt. But I'm changing my way. So when I say I'm a dog, I'm not a dog. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not a dog like that. I'm trying to live the godly way now. You get what I'm saying? So each one teach one. I'm not going to tell y'all nothing wrong. We have 3 minutes left. Any other callers want to say anything, give him advice or talk to him, speak with him about it?
I just think, and this is Christy once again for Sal V from Oak Cliff, I just think that he needs to take his time out and deal with himself first. I don't think he should rush off into nothing or relationship because of his situation. He's my friend also, and I know females, and I'm going to keep you on game about these females. Just chilling and get yourself together. Then God will bless you with somebody.
Yeah, I like that.
That's what I'm on.
I'm going to tell you something. He's a man, and he who finds himself a wise finds himself a good thing, and he's the man. So, Christy, you're a woman. You have to learn to be submissive, and he who finds himself a wise finds himself a good thing. Get your Bibles out, people. Y'all my friends, too, in the street, in God's word. You get what I'm saying? So, y'all all know me, and I'm telling y'all the right thing. He who finds himself a wise finds himself a good thing. So you can't let your friends talk you out of being whatever you feel. You have to talk to God. Go to him. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you before, go to him. We can tell you anything. You hear me? Dogcast,
yeah.
You listening?
I heard you.
You listening? You a woman.
Yeah.
You hear me, Chris?
Yeah, I hear you.
We women. And what you're trying to tell him as a friend is to get himself together. And he needs to get himself together. But he needs to pray, and if he actually got her pregnant, he got to stand on his 10 toes and be a man about it. He can't go shut down now. It ain't time to hide now, brother. You got to stand on your 10.
Yeah, you
don't
get that
DNA test. Yeah, that's my plan. If the DNA come back positive for me, if it come back positive for me and shows that I'm the father, then I tend to be there.
Okay, and we're getting ready to wrap it up, y'all. It's been good speaking with you all on tonight. This is Blog Talk Radio. We have less than 1 minute. I'd like you all to give me a call on next Friday live at 310-982-4126. You all have been live with your girl Ready Live. I would like to pray us out in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless us and guide us and lead us on today. Lead us through this week. Lord, please help Dogcast find himself a soulmate. Help him be with this woman if that's what he chooses to do. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Good night.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.